Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And let's go over once again now to Darren Frill.
Yeah, plenty of, not breaking news, but certainly hot off the press this morning, Mary. The Irish men's soccer squad in Helsinki for their Nations League game against Finland tomorrow. Both teams, as we know, looking for the first points of the campaign. And the Irish pre-match press conference taking place right now as we speak. The Irish manager, Heimir Hallgrímsson, is leading that one. He's got his captain, Nathan Collins, beside him as well. And this is actually a break from the norm, because usually these media obligations, they take place at the same time as the match kickoff, which would be later this evening, the day before. So he says he's having it this morning just to change things up a little bit, and also maybe to give the players a little bit more time for themselves later in the day before the match tomorrow. Well, I've been listening into the early parts of this press conference. Tony Donoghue is there for us. He's among those putting the questions to the Irish manager.
I know you had a players' meeting before the first training session on Monday. What have you spoken about to try and change the results, to try and change the pattern of defeats?
Well, we have just been continuing trying to implement the principles we would like to have in play, showing them the good stuff from our last camp and the bad things as well. Just trying to learn from the last camp, building on to this one. I really feel much better this camp, both on meetings, on the sessions, is a high point what we are doing. That would tell me that they are getting it better than last time, and maybe understandable. A new coach, maybe new things, etc. So I feel much better this camp.
Hi, Heimir. Can you draw parallels between the job you're trying to do now with Ireland and the mission you launched with Iceland all those years ago?
Yeah, it's a lot of similarities. Starting from a low point, I would say, in both projects, trying to build a structure, which is really important in a national team, not taking it a game by game, but building something together from one game to another, trying to build on what we did last time, etc. I think that is really important. Said so many times, it's so different to be a national team coach. If you just take this camp, and it will be the same next camp. Players play on Sunday, they come, they cannot train on Monday. So yesterday was the only training session, real training session we can have. So that's the only time we have all the players, and they are physically ready to do a training session. So it's tough to be a coach and have only one training session. So we just need to have everything ready on what we did last time and try to build on that one, because the players will then go to their clubs and do something totally different for a month. And then next time they will come, we will again have one training session. So we just need to be ready and clear on what we want, not to overload the players with information, just keep on building, and then slowly, camp by camp, improving what we are doing.
Does the team almost have to learn how to win it again?
No, we just need to find our ways to win, and once we do, then hopefully we can keep on winning.
That's Heimir Hallgrímsson, the Irish soccer manager. That press conference ongoing as we speak. And of course, the match tomorrow against Finland live on radio on Game On and 2FM and RTÉ2 television. Another piece of breaking news. The former Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp has agreed to become the global head of soccer at Red Bull. So the energy drink, they have a stake, or they own four different clubs around the world. So they would have a team in Germany, Austria, in the MLS in America, and Brazil as well. And they also have a shareholding in Leeds United, and sponsor Leeds actually this season. But he won't have any direct contact day-to-day running of any of the clubs. He'll be overseeing the entire project. And I do also understand, and this hasn't been confirmed yet, that there's a clause in the contract that if the Germany job came ahead of him sometime down the line, he'd be freed up to go and do that. So maybe he's got to. We'll see what happens there. The Irish international Savannah McCarthy is facing some time on the sidelines. News of a suspected broken leg. The Shamrock Rovers player injured in a road crash near Glynn in Limerick on Sunday evening. Munster pair Peter O'Mahony and Ollie Yeager will miss Saturday's URC game against Leinster at Croke Park. O'Mahony has a hamstring issue, Yeager carrying a neck injury. Munster coach Graham Rowntree has been talking about the trip to Croke Park and their growing injury list. He's defended their approach and feels the players are not being overtrained.
You're always reviewing what you're doing, and we can't shy away from our injury list. But you've got to be calm about this. You've got to look at the correlations as to what's going on. And these days, there's a lot of data available. So we can plan training to the minute. We can plan distance guys are running to the exact minute. And we've done that. We've had a good drill down into data there. And there's no correlation between injuries. They're all different. Yeah, they may be in the same area, it may be in the leg, but they're all different injuries from different aspects of the game. We got Shane Daly falling on his elbow awkwardly in Palmer. You got Ollie Jaeger with his neck. Pete pulls up with a hamstring at the weekend. There's no correlation, you know, and you can be careful. At times like this, you chase and you look under every stone. But I trust the people who work for us, the sports scientists. It's not bad for a club game, that, is it? You know, and it tingles in my spine when you just say that. And certainly we spoke about it today, the history around this stadium and this fixture. But you've got to be calm as well. And they're a bloody good team. And they've took some analysing and we've had a good look at them. And yeah, there's a healthy rivalry and just another huge interpro between these two provinces.
Yeah, and that one live as well on the RT platforms, Radio 1 on Saturday and RT 2 television. Finally, in Gaelic games, Mickey Graham has stepped down as manager of the Leitrim Footballers just 2 months after being appointed. Leitrim issued a statement last night and they said that he's had to step down because of circumstances beyond his control.